Due to an incomplete application in 2013, Bond Community Health Center lost its status as a federally qualified health center and with it millions in federal funding.
I would say in the state of Florida, probably half of the uninsured patients in the state of Florida receive their health care at a federally qualified health center. Bond had this designation for greater than 20 years. We ran into some administrative and logistics problems about a year ago.
That's Bond CEO Temple Robinson. She says now, after getting a $1.1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, they finally got back that FQHC designation. And she says it will help the underserved communities they serve in the Big Bend area.
What it will do is help us care for the uninsured. This also benefits patients because if you are an FQHC, patients also benefit from discounted drug prices. It also allows us to apply for something called the Federal Torts Claim Act, which is a federal type of malpractice insurance instead of paying malpractice insurance premiums out of pocket. So there are great benefits to having this designation.
Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says this is pivotal news for the community, recalling how he felt when he first heard the troubling news that Bond had previously lost out on millions in funds.
All along, my biggest regret around that whole exercise was the fact that the citizen, the customer, the client was going to be most hurt by that. And so this influx of money into Bond will allow them the opportunity to see more clients, to bring more people into the healthcare fold. Most of our healthcare disparities that exist in this community are concentrated heavily in the neighborhoods that surround the Bond Community Health Center.
And Robinson says she thanks all those who have and continue to support them, adding their support has not gone to waste.
We're very passionate about what we do here at Bond. We went through a rough patch, but I always tell people it's not a comeback story because we haven't gone anywhere. We just needed to get the funds back and that FQHC designation. So this is a good day for us.
Robinson says in addition to the federal grant, another grant helping uninsured HIV/AIDS patients was also renewed for about $500,000. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.